On parade day, horses displace cars on the streets of America's fourth largest city.
So we've never seen so many cowboys and cows and horses all together with all the trail wagons.
The parade of horse flesh, cowboys, and cowgirls has kicked off the annual Houston Livestock Show and Rodeo since 1938. But since that time, Houston and other U.S. cities have grown larger, and very few children now grow up in rural areas with horses and cows. Horses were the main attraction for many children in this crowd.
Lots of horses.
You like that?
You like that? It's pretty cool, huh? Yeah.
Because I'm going to ride when I get bigger.
City kids like her may well get that chance. Most of the rodeo parade riders live in urban areas and get access to horses through associations and clubs in nearby rural areas. Every year, these groups assemble at various locales in Texas, some hundreds of kilometers away, and ride into Houston, setting up overnight camp at Memorial Park. For some, like Houstonian Santos Cruz, this is a chance to connect with history.
I wanted to have a feeling of how our ancestors had to cross Rift Prairie at one time or another, you know, when there was no cars.
The annual trail rides are also a chance to socialize and for riders to get together with friends they may not see otherwise. Gerald Barkley of Crockett, Texas, and his friend Donald Kimball of Terrell, Texas, meet up here every year with other friends they've made on the trail rides.
We all get together and enjoy each other, and which some of us hadn't seen each other in a year. So that brings out all the good to me.
But they also say these rides maintain an important Texas tradition.
They promote this way of life so, you know, it doesn't, you know, fade away from existence.
At least this one time every year, many city and suburban folk get a chance to experience a bit of that cowhand life of old. Greg Flakus, VOA News, Houston.